Welcome back to News Talk 1370 WCOA. Real news with Rick Outzen. It is approaching 8:16. It is 73 degrees out there. It's going to get warmer, a little bit more humid. That little breath, fresh breath of fall has left us for a couple of days. It will come back. We're in the home stretch. And what I like to do in this part of the show is let's bring up what's happening in the community that we can make a difference. Alzheimer's Walk to End Alzheimer's is this weekend. It's part of a national event. It's Sunday afternoon. It's the world's largest event to raise awareness and funds for Alzheimer's care, support, and research. And to talk about the walk, we have Tina Henson. Tina, thank you for coming on the show.
Hey, thanks, Rick, for having me this morning.
Tell us about this event. This is being done nationwide. Everyone's trying to do this on October the 3rd.
Our walk season starts the beginning of September across the United States and runs through the end of November. So our walk happens to be on this Sunday, October 3rd.
All right. People can register online and register at the event, right?
They sure can. We're encouraging people to register in advance. We're trying to have a limited contact at the walk site. So if you could go on to alz.org/Pensacola, you can sign up to join us this weekend.
Now, there's a special ceremony that's also part of this. Tell us a little bit about the Promise Garden ceremony.
Sure. The Promise Garden ceremony is probably the most impactful and meaningful part of the whole event. We have four different flower colors, each one of those representing your connection to the cause. Those people who have lost someone to Alzheimer's or any other dementia would hold a purple flower. We have a blue flower for those who have dementia or Alzheimer's. We also have the yellow flower for the caregivers and the orange flower for the advocates, for those of us who all want a world without Alzheimer's.
Tina, why did you get involved with the Pensacola Alzheimer's Association?
So I have been involved with the association for going on 9 years. My mom personally was diagnosed at a very early age, at 62, and so that's how my battle began.
Yeah, we just lost, we've lost so many people to this horrible disease. Leo Thomas, a partner with Troy Rafferty and part of the Levin Papatoni Rafferty law firm, brilliant criminal defense attorney. Started to fade over the last year or so and then passed away. It's tough on the family. It's tough on the people that have it, but it's because you sort of lose that person, don't you?
Yeah, you sure do. As a matter of fact, there are 580,000 people right here in Florida that have Alzheimer's or another dementia. And we have 527,000 caregivers, so almost as many caregivers as we do, personal caregivers as we do those affected by the disease.
So give us one more, give us the website where people can register, and then give us the details one more time before you go.
Sure. The website to register is alz.org/Pensacola. We will be at Maritime Park this Sunday. The ceremony starts at 3 o'clock. Registration and events will start at 2. If you're unable to join us, you could still register and walk in your own neighborhoods or your own communities.
Now, the registration, is that typically that's done back by the amphitheater? Is that where this will be?
Yeah, it sure is. So we'll be back by the amphitheater. That's where the ceremony will actually take place, and we'll be set up in the lawn right there in front of the theater. So a beautiful view, hopefully a beautiful Sunday afternoon, and we would love to see a big field of flowers.
Great. Tina, thank you so much for coming on the show this morning.
Thanks, Rick.
All right, take care.